I struggled in high school with understanding why we read all of that classic literature that we were supposed to read. You remember that? I kind of liked some of the stories, you know. I think I remember liking Hamlet from Shakespeare, but a lot of the books that we read just kind of felt like they were really, really confusing and really hard to understand and were arguably boring. Like, they were just boring books, you know? And later in life, only later did I start to realize that, like, a lot of what the literature was designed to do was designed to sort of, among other things, one of the things it did is it was trying to teach us to sort of connect meaning throughout a story. And so we would talk about a character in a story and, like, why the character was doing the things that they were doing. And how, you know, you'd have things like foreshadowing, alliteration, or alliteration's different, but, you know, foreshadowing, you know, all of these different literary components, right, to telling a good story. This is kind of what we did in high school. And what's really fascinating is that in high school, it didn't really make sense because, you know, the life you're living in high school is such a mundane, boring experience because you basically just spend 8 hours a day at a factory moving between classrooms while you get taught garbage and then come home and then do whatever you do at home while your parents do their thing and then you go to sleep. You don't really have the kind of life to connect with those kind of experiences. At least I didn't, right? So, like, I was, like, really struggling in my, like, adolescent years with feeling like any kind of, like, narrative story like you'd see in, like, a book or something like that. Like, I just couldn't connect my life in a way that felt like it was connected to meaning. So, like, you know, as examples, like, what's an example? Like, here's a good one. In Hamlet, from what I remember, there was a character, forget his name, but he ends up dying in Hamlet because he's standing behind a curtain. And gets, I believe, stabbed behind a curtain near the end of the book. Spoiler alert for Hamlet, I guess. But he ends up standing behind this curtain. I think his name's Horatio? I don't remember. But he's standing behind this curtain and he gets stabbed. And he gets stabbed, what is argued, as a result of his snoopiness. So from what I remember, that character was a very snoopy character and he got himself into trouble a lot, right? And because he was getting himself into trouble, he put himself into this position where he ended up choosing to sneak into this room, I guess, where Hamlet or someone was at, and then stood behind this curtain and then was up to no good, you know, by nature of that. And then it was an accident. Like, there was an accident involved as a result of him being there. And so he died on accident. But the big thing I remember discussing in high school was that, like, not so much that this character deserved it, but that the character died as a result. The reason that the character died was because he was a person that was up to no good. And so it was like him being up to no good meant that something no good was going to happen to him, right? So it's like connecting characters' stories with their, like finding meaning in characters' stories literarily was something that, like, we would learn in high school. Okay, so why do I say all this? I'm not a new person in that sort of headspace of being like, you know, is there a meaning to life? Like, I think everybody, what's the meaning of life? Oh, okay, well, I'm not a scientist. I don't have the answer right now, okay? And I'm not proposing it. But I will say that something occurred to me a couple of years ago that I've never heard anybody else say about the meaning of life, which is actually very, very tragic for a very specific set of people. There's a very specific set of people that are living their life right now in a way where their story of their life does not make any meaningful sense. And what I mean by that is the fact that, like, they can't connect because of just the events in their life. This isn't a matter, I mean, it could be maybe physiologically, like it could be like a something to do with the brain, but we're assuming it's just, that's not fair. It's like their life is either so painful or there's so much suffering that makes so little sense that they cannot connect a meaning or a reason behind it, right? It's just bad. And it's just bad for no reason, or at least just painful or not meaningful, right? I would say that the contrast to that, so that it's more evident what I'm talking about, think of every single successful billionaire entrepreneurship guy, guru person, or actual successful company person, when you ask them how they did it, what is the thing that they all say? oh, it was like pain and it was hard work and it was dedication and that's how I did it. Something like that. They're like, I put in 80 hours. Elon's like, I slept at the factory at Tesla for like years, you know. These guys basically say that they went through pain and they knew that the meaning of the pain was going to be that they would be successful, probably, hopefully. They would do the pain so that they would become successful. So now when they're living the successful dream they have or whatever, they're able to reflect back on their life and say that my life has meaning instantiated in it because I can see how the pain before got me to where I am now. Something like that, right? If you can't do that with anything, then I completely understand how life could be perceived as meaningless. Absolutely. See, because if your life is just pain, especially if it never actually manifests anywhere, it never goes anywhere, it's very hard to be like, the pain was for a reason. Do you see what I mean? If there's no reason that the pain happens, then you're going to conclude that there's no meaning behind the pain, which concludes that life's meaningless. If you can't instantiate the meaning in the small details and events of your life, then the ability to conclude that life is meaningless shoots up tenfold. And I think a lot of people out there are living that life right now. And I'm not claiming to answer I'm not claiming to have the answer to that question. I don't. But I am saying that there are people that don't have that experience that can't connect that with that experience. And we have to. There has to be a bridge gapped between people where we can start to do that, you know? Like, as an example, if I'm fortunate enough to be able to connect meaning in my life to enough to say that I think life is meaningful, or at least my life feels meaningful, filled of meaning, filled with meaning, if I'm able to do that and I talk to somebody that doesn't have that experience, we have to find a way to connect and be able to say, like, maybe it doesn't connect on meaning at all. Maybe there's no connection, right? Because it's all 100% evidence-based and experience-based, and every person that experiences their experience has a 100% accuracy with that experience. So I'm not going to go to another person that has experienced no meaningful suffering, it's all just pain and all suffering, and go, you're wrong, you know? As a side tangent, that's one of the issues I sometimes have with things like religion and all this stuff, is I'm like, you can't just go up to people that are suffering and go like, hey, you know how none of it makes any sense? Well, I'm going to make it make sense for you. It's like, I mean, people have to be willing to choose that. But at the same time, you can see how the whole thing is just a mess, you know? And so the other thing I wanted to mention that's kind of been on my mind as well is more of a question. I don't have an answer. But like, you know, like, there's that sort of idea of like, is life meaningful, right? Or is life meaningful or meaningless? Or is my life meaningful or meaningless? So like, I sort of wonder if there's people out there that live their life right now in a way where they feel like their life, like they feel like life itself is or isn't meaningful. But then also they then look at their life and they go, my life, within the context of all of human existence, my life is or isn't meaningful. And I can just say that there probably are people out there that are living life and they feel like their life is meaningless when life itself might be meaningful. Or the opposite. Their life feels meaningful when life itself perhaps has no meaning. And I'm kind of actually there in some sense. Maybe I kind of feel like that's where I purport to, right? But you know, if your life doesn't feel like it has any cohesive narrative to it, it doesn't feel like a kind of story that you'd read in a book somewhere. It's all pain for no reason, and it doesn't connect with anything. You know, it's like, what do you do with that? You know, and I don't know. I don't know what you have to do with that. But that's something that then gets worked through. Most of why I'm saying all of this is because I almost want to call attention to what I believe are people who probably have had that experience. People that are having that experience right now, like, they deserve to have that be communicated to the world. That, hey, My life has been all suffering, and I have never been able to instantiate any of the suffering into something that meant something else. You know, it never cost me pain to get me gain. It was all pain. Or the pain and the gain made no sense. None of it made any sense, you know? And if none of it made any sense, then, you know, and then you sort of begin to ask the questions like, what's the point? And then those questions aren't unfounded because they're based on evidence, you know? And so people in that situation, we just got to meet them where they're at, you know?